Howdy, friends. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, and this is the Bearheart Show. Just two good old boys telling you what you should already know. So have a seat, relax, and get ready for some mighty fine radio. This is Bearheart.
This is the Bearheart Show. We are coming live from WVFF.
You just read that off the table.
I did.
But you read it backwards, so I'll give you kudos for that.
I know. I did pretty good, darn good about that.
Kind of facing the other way. You still nailed it. You were staring right at it.
I know. And my eyes were not the best. Yeah,
no, so. But they're big yellow letters, so it's like,
Thank goodness, Dave.
If you're not reading that one there. But. Oh, so where were we?
Well, we talked about Nancy Pelosi stating the fact that Kamala won the primary.
Yeah, but there was no primary. I guess if you're the only contestant and you're the only one allowed in the contest, then I guess you could theoretically win it, right?
Well, she got nominated at the DNC.
Right. And nobody else got nominated, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to see their point of the argument here, right?
I want to see where the first vote was.
If you join in a one-man race...
Citizens vote, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how there's... How is there not, like, lawsuits out somewhere, right? From states,
exactly.
Right? Like,
why aren't the Democrats in an uproar right now because of what just happened?
My only belief on that is that if they come in and they say, I didn't want her, there was no other option. I mean, there was people that wanted to run. I mean, hell, Kennedy wanted to run. I think we covered this last time. I mean, and that would have been their smartest choice, honest to God. I think that would have been the biggest contest that Trump would ever seen, right? Yeah. But, when they did him dirty, I mean, he saw how the rest of the party was, and he goes, this is where I need to be over here on this side, because I can still do what I need to do, what I want to do. My goals were achieved with this, and it's not the party of my people back over here anymore.
Well, and that's all brand new since our last show.
Right.
Is... JFK Jr. did throw his support behind Donald Trump.
Jump on the Trump train. Yeah.
And Gabby.
Yeah, yeah.
She jumped on. But, they go and counteract it this last week with Oprah.
Yeah, but that was a setup, that whole show, right?
Oh, my gosh. What's the girl's name? The singer?
Oh, the young girl.
Taylor Swift.
All the broken hearts,
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. All the broken hearts. Anybody that loves Taylor Swift,
You Swifties out there.
Yeah, Swifties. Yeah.
Well, like they were talking, like they're spending time talking about, how much support Taylor Swift's bringing. Like, they're not, right? But I tell you, we talk about support bringing in, and I've got to go pull the numbers. Joey Jones and apparently did an interview or part of his show yesterday morning on Fox News, reported some numbers. And I want to see what these are, because this was kind of disappointing when I heard it, was the number of registered gun owners that are not registered voters. Like, if you're a firm believer in the Second Amendment,
right,
and you're a gun owner, you're a registered gun owner, but you're not a registered voter, how strongly do you believe in the Second Amendment? Because you're not taking your First Amendment right and going
That's correct. Your voice and casting your vote.
100%. Yeah. And I was, doing my daily drive or whatever, as I got to thinking about it, says, is there a way for, local gun shops, Palmetto State Armory and all these other ones that are out here? It's like, can you set up a deal going, come in here and show me that you're a registered gun owner or you're obviously going to be one if you're purchasing one. But if you're a registered voter, I'm going to give you a 15 or 20% discount, right? Come in here. And then when you come back with that little sticker that says, hey, I voted, I'm going to give you another 10% discount, right? Yeah. Drive these people. If you're going to stand for the rights and you're going to preach the Second Amendment, make sure you're exercising your first. Vote.
Yep, exactly. And then I think we'd be really surprised how many Democrats are registered gun owners.
Right. But there's a bunch.
I do know that I heard it just yesterday that there are supposedly 60 million, please fact check that, 60 million registered gun owners in America. 60 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many unregistered?
And they stated, exactly, how many unregistered. But they say that is one of the big reasons why one of these foreign adversaries will never come into America, because they can't defeat 60 million people.
Well, there's multiple aspects on that. It's like, okay, you look at most homes in my opinion, from people that I know, right, and I might be wrong in this, but my assumption is it's like a, you know, Pringles chipped, right? Once you pop, you can't stop.
Right.
Right. Most homes probably don't have just one gun in them. There's multiples, right?
Right.
They're for whatever. I'm going to pistol for this. I'm going to rifle for this. I'm going to shotgun for this, right? So I'm going to say probably on average there's, and I might be way off, 2-3 guns in the average household.
You know? Sure.
And it might even be like, sure, hey, I want to go and get a .22 so I can teach my son how to use it, my daughter how to use it.
Right, right.
Those things out there. But you're fighting two things in that, for what you just said there is, number one, nobody's going to defend a piece of land like their own, unless it's their own, right? Yep. So you're coming into the homeland. But the other piece is, again, you're right, is you're coming into here in, you know, the old movie Wolverine, not the new freaking remake stuff, right? But the old movie, no, was it Wolverine? Was it Wolverine? With Patrick Swayze, Wolverine? Yeah. Where the Russians invaded, right?
Yeah, that was...
That's an undershowing of what would actually transpire, I believe, in today's world.
Red Dawn or something like that.
6.6 million.
6.6 million gun owners?
Yeah.
Okay, 6.6 million gun owners.
So your decimal point was off. Yeah,
it was. But
that's a bunch.
That is larger than any army out there. Yeah. It's larger than China. I mean,
you got 500 plus thousand in an army. You got 175,000 in the Marine Corps. You've got, I think, the Navy is probably around 300 or so. Right. The Air Force is a little bit smaller. And then are we going to count the Coast Guard? We'll count the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Those guys are cool, man. I've done some work with those guys. They're awesome. But, you know, again, they're smaller than the New York Police Department.
Right.
Right. So, again, you add up all those numbers, you're not going to get to that number, 6 million registered gun owners. So you've got that plus, a lot of those guys are probably the same.
Military is not considered registered gun owners.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but you're going to have those guys. So if you have to come fight that force, you can have that force
military
plus at least 5 million more, because those other guys most likely have a gun, right?
That's true.
So you can err on the side of caution and say you're going to be fighting at least 6.5 million people, right? Yep.
And then check your check the facts on how many military people are in China.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why China does not ever want to come and invade, because of the fact that they'd be pot shot from every behind every trash can that's out there.
But if you go there, it's a mess, right?
Oh, my gosh. I feel sorry for them.
They win wars by attrition, right?
Yeah.
Just keep pushing the front lines forward until we can get through. Yeah.
Right.
But,
so.
No, and that's, but I go back to that piece. If we got 6 million registered gun owners, how many of those guys are also registered to vote? And why aren't you? Right. But even at that, I remember a friend of mine was running for office down here, congressional office. Ran against Tim Scott and some other guys out there. Obviously, Tim Scott won it.
Yep.
And I believe at that time, we only had...
He was doing a good job, too.
Yeah, and I think it was... I don't know if it was that one or the... It was the election in between, right? It was that midterm election, right? So your two-year cycle. And in the area, here in the low country, whatever, it was like only 17% of registered voters turned out.
Yeah.
So you have all these people are registered voters... And they're demanding and they want all these things from the government. Right. Again, the government's supposed to be the voice of the people. But if the people aren't standing up, walking out the door, right? And there's concessions. I mean, and we'd make the jokes like, okay, well, Republicans couldn't go because they were working, right? But those polls, they're open, right? The booths are open. You can still find a way to go make that vote. You know, for us, the guy wants to take off to go vote. He go votes, right? Not a problem. Do it. Absolutely. We push them to make sure they go vote. You know, we don't tell them which way to go.
Right.
But go
exactly.
So when people aren't going, and you can, and I found a website, I have to go back and look for it, but there's a website that'll show you how many people, registered voters, actually turned out to vote. Yeah. Well, but somehow, magically, in the last election, we had more people voting than that were actually alive, but that was cool. You know, whatever.
I mean, I don't know if there's any Democrats listening, but I wish they would just tune in to something other than mainstream media, because I'm telling you, if Kamala gets her way, and say she goes with her $25,000.
So that's what I was just saying.
Down
right? So
we're going
to give you, and it's don't be disillusioned. And somebody else was telling me I have to go find this thing, but so it's not a $25,000 tax credit. It's $25,000 here for you to buy a home. So what does that tell me as the home seller? Right, I'm going to mark it up $25,000 because you just got $25,000.
Correct.
The other side of it is too. And
again,
I have to check
this
one. But I have to check this too. Is like, I think on the back end of that, there was an additional stipend every month for so long. And it turned out to more.
Holy cow.
But like I was saying before we started here,
yeah.
Do this the math. True. Run the numbers. Amortization scale, right? Put a $325,000 home in her. Knock off your $25,000. Boom. Right. Run it down. Based on today's rate, I'm paying $1,450 to $1,500 a month for that home. If I leave it at a $325,000 home and use the rates that I had 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 2.9, 3.2, my payments are now $1,100 a month. Over the life of that loan, so I've saved $225,000.
We're talking about $300, $400 difference.
Yeah, a
just
month.
Just because of the interest rate.
A month, right.
A month.
Keep your $25,000. Bring my interest rates back down, and don't give me that half a point because it's an election cycle coming up.
Oh yeah, that was planned.
Yeah,
and they said that the head of that bureau was put in there by Trump, but how much of this
who's the boss right now though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How much is pushed
because
and
they've
prodded
been but they've been saying for the last
way.
7 months that we're going to bring down the interest rates before the election. We're going to bring down the interest
right.
rates. And they were hoping to do it two times, right?
Exactly.
But you do it another time between now and the actual election date. Come on, that's just screaming for help. That's all they're doing. They're trying to buy those votes. Yeah. But that's what people have to look beyond that. And even the ones this one it gets me too, and this might offend some people, whatever, but that will disregard the rest of the U.S., everything else, the betterment of the people, their own pocketbook and everything else, in order to have the first female black president up there.
Right.
Even though she cannot get out a coherent sentence if it's not scripted. Right. There's never been somebody in the position of running for president that's been so underqualified in history.
Right.
You know, to make it this far, and I say make it this far is a stretch, right? Because again, like we said earlier, it was handed to her, right?
Yeah.
It was running a primary.
She never got one delegated vote when she was running for president.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody wanted her, but
Willie Brown. She dropped out the first. She was the first one to drop out. Now she became, I don't know how, the vice president. Well, we do know how.
Well, but he said himself his goal was to hire. He wanted a black woman.
Yep.
Right. So he disregarded the first qualification for the job was based on how you were born.
Right.
That was his first qualification for the job. Everything else comes secondary. And you can't do that. If I said my goal was to hire a white male, what happens to me?
You're toast.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. I can't get away with that. But he came out, and it's not rumored. Like, everybody, it's out there. It's on film.
He did the same thing about the Supreme Justice.
Yeah.
I wanted a black female. That's what he stated.
Yeah.
And guess what he got? That's what he did.
That was the first requirement, right?
And
How is that not discriminatory? How is that not discriminatory?
The fact
everybody
she was the most qualified. Was Kamala the most qualified? I mean, let's. If you're running a business in the United States, should be run like a business. If you're running a business, it should be the most qualified. I don't care if you're purple. I don't care if you're red. I don't care what color you are. Are you qualified?
Yeah.
Are you the most qualified?
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of people that are qualified. Okay, so let's take it one step further. Are you the most qualified?
Yeah.
And if you are, you are. And if you aren't, I don't care what color you are.
If you really don't
care what sex you are.
If you go to HR and said, you got those resumes? They go, yes, sir, we do. Okay, do me a favor. Take all the men and put them in one pile and all the females and put them in one pile. What happens?
Oh, my God.
They'd lose their stuff. And then if you said, hey, take that female pile and put white ones, Mexicans, and black ones over here, what are they going to do? If you ask them to sort that stuff out, it's devastating, right? But it's okay to do it for a vice presidential candidate, right?
Yep.
It's okay, Supreme Court Justice. But then who are you as a person going, dude, well, I know you're better qualified, but
You don't meet my qualifications.
Yeah, my qualifications are based on how I was born and how you were born. You're too white for the job, dude.
Right.
Seriously? Or if it was the roles were reversed, you know, like you would never get away with it.
That's correct.
But nope, everybody's afraid to go against it at this point here. Because if you go against it, you're racist.
Here's the bad problem, guys. We're all preaching to the choir here. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's tuning in this radio station is most likely conservative. Everybody that tunes in to 93.3 is most likely conservative. Who is tuning into mainstream media.
But you're
right. And that's all they're hearing.
But like I do this when I go up the road, right? Because, I mean, honestly, I mean, after 30 minutes of Fox News Radio in the morning, or after, you know, CNN, 30 minutes at any one of these radio stations, they're repeating the same thing. Yeah. So I do. I go Fox News, CNN, and like, oh, let's go all the way out of the frickin' outer limits here. Let's see what MSNBC is saying.
You right? Go, boy.
I want to hear what... Convince me why I'm wrong.
And you must have serious radio.
Oh, I do. Serious.
See,
yeah.
I don't have serious radio. I only have the... Poor boy.
No,
radio.
No.
Whatever comes in on the radio is what I listen.
I had to splurge, but if you hit him, if you hit him up on the phone, call him up, like I'm a military veteran, they give you a discount.
Really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But you got to do it every year.
2%.
Yeah.
He was in the Navy. Did Navy get a discount too?
Shoot, stop. That right
well,
now.
that's a smaller discount, but they get some.
Yeah.
but that's what I do is because honestly, like I've heard enough from our side, right? I get my point, our points,
right? Right.
But I want to hear it from the other side. It's like, I want to hear why I'm wrong. Convince me, because that's the thing that they haven't done, right? They haven't convinced me why I'm wrong or why what I'm hearing is wrong. But what I do see...
That's exactly
what
right.
I do see is, like, this morning on MSNBC, where they were replaying a recent interview with Hillary Clinton, and she was talking about... I mean, the repeat that has already been disproven, right? Oh, yeah. And still talking about, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, the Project 25, like, I don't even know what Project 25 is, right? I haven't even wasted my time to go see what it is. But somehow they keep preaching this thing that he's connected to it.
Right.
And the world's going to go to afterwards, right?
Well, it's little key words that they love throwing out, Project 2025. Yeah. Nobody even knows what 2025 is.
You have to go
but
looking
they,
for it.
They make it so mysterious that everybody's like, oh, but he must be.
But you have to go looking
devil.
For it because the other side is saying Hitler. This is out there, right? Like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what this is. And like, you pull it up, it's like, and he even said himself, he's like, I've never even looked at this thing. Of course, they're going to deny that, you know, he's lying, right? Because that's what he does. But it's ridiculous and it's disheartening as how that they can continue to say things that have been disproven, but the people on the other side won't do like I do and go listen to the other side. Right? And that's the point of the whole thing. That's the point of everything, right? That we have the First Amendment, again, to go back to it, is like everybody has the right to say what they want to say. It's up to you to go listen to all sides and make your own decisions.
Yep.
Like, who's more convincing, right? But it's not just who's more convincing, because if they say X, you need to go verify it. In today's world, it's unfortunate. It's like, you can't trust what Fox News is saying. You can't trust what CNN is saying. MSNBC,
well,
I mean,
exactly.
That's...
Just like my mother sent me a text the other day that said, Fox News has been sued for being a non-news carrying, they are entertainment only. Well, again, that is just one side pushing their agenda. Because that's what they want all the people to know.
Right.
Or to think.
Yeah.
Not know, but to think.
But people won't take their own time to go do actual factual research. But when you have somebody on the other side or this side or that side, doesn't matter. And they're saying, our fact checkers say this. It's like the government saying, we'll do our own internal investigation.
Oh, my word.
Sure you will, buddy. Right, that never works out well for anybody.
Yeah, well, they're on
the government's always going to win.
Second investigation of Trump's attempted assassination. And
they had the press conference
this
afternoon.
Oh,
and
they did.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that from what I saw on it and everything else, I think the gentleman who presented it, he presented well, right? And he identified shortfalls that were there, which again, it was what we saw, right? We already knew it. And you know, some things like they talked about, they said, well, their communications breakdown, and before that. Yeah, but he explained it better, and he said, here's, and he took ownership. I don't want to say he took ownership, but he made the agency take ownership of it with the shortfalls.
Right.
Because when they said, well, we didn't have any way for local law enforcement to communicate with these guys.
And
that
this,
system's
always... But this is an organization that has been functioning for 100 years?
Right.
You mean to tell me that you haven't figured out how to communicate with local law enforcement?
But that was something that changed after 9/11, because we had that incident there, right? So you they came out with NIMS, National Incident Management Systems, right? Which means when we have this massive emergency happens like this, here's the systems and here's the process how we put everybody on the same communication channel, right? And like, and what I got it from it was, like, one of the things they called out on there was like, why weren't local law enforcement, if they were supporting it, why weren't they co-located with the federal agents, right? The agencies, the Secret Service, why weren't they co-located, right? And my only assumption in that point would be there was some bad blood between two people up there butting heads, and that's probably what created the whole thing, and that piece will never come out. But all those shortfalls that most people called out in the media that we were able to see from our own eyes and everything else, he called them out. He put them out there. Right. And he said, here's what we've identified. These should not have happened. So I think he presented it, and he did a CYA as best that they could.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, but he didn't make excuses like the woman who had already resigned. Yeah. You know.
That was about the one in Florida or the one in...
No, that's the one
this in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah.
The one in Florida, they're all saying that it was a success because the guy never got off a shot.
Yeah. And to an extent, I would give him that, right? And it was a younger guy that did it. If you see the videos on it and everything else, younger guy that identified it, in which, you know, probably his youthfulness in the career field and everything else, the motivation... He hasn't got complacent yet, right? Maybe then that hopefully is that piece of it.
Yeah,
and so
I mean, thank
experience and motivation to do it.
Rifle barrel sticking out of the fence,
right?
But 200 yards away, you know.
But then here's the thing. And you and I were talking about this earlier. It's like this was unscheduled event,
right?
He's out there.
How do you even know about it?
Yeah. Why was the guy who lived in Hawaii? Right.
Yeah.
How did he just happen to be over there where they normally take pictures from?
From right? 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, hanging
out
there.
Camped out there since 1 a.m. in the morning.
But it, in my opinion, it had no intent of success. And I say this from the aspect of, you know, and they share on the news and everything else. And sometimes it frustrates me. And when I watched the first report, it was early in the morning. And it's like, God, please, people just stop talking because you're embarrassing yourselves, right? Because they talk about... 350-yard shot, 400-yard shot, it's easy, right? In some cases, yes. But the dude selected an AK-47, right? You're grouping at 100 yards is 4 inches,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now there's some better ones made out there these days and everything else made up in Oregon. But if he's carrying an actual legitimate Yugoslavian-made or you know, overseas-made AK-47,
right.
The grouping on them is terrible. It is not something you're going to use at that distance with any hope of success. So if it's 4 inches at 100, it's 16 inches at 4.
Right.
Right.
And that's why he hadn't taken a shot yet. I think he knew that.
Maybe he was waiting for it to come in.
Exactly.
But that's,
I think
that's,
he was waiting for him to play down the course. And fortunately, the Secret Service agent saw the gun hanging out there. And the guy, again, his idiocy... Never should have had it sticking out there until the guy got up close.
But I mean, the guy's not intelligent either, right? He's got a rap sheet, freaking as long as your leg, kind of thing,
exactly.
And everything else. But it's like, what was the motivation? What was the driver? How did he know how
why,
to be there?
Ukraine turned him down,
right? Right, yeah, wanted to go out there and go fight a war, right? Because again, you have to look at the mindset of the individual, right? So if this reported was, you know, he was trying to get, you know, some approval or whatever type thing so he can go fight out in Ukraine. He wanted to jump out there and get on that bandwagon, right?
Never had served any time as far as local.
But I tell you, I'd see that stuff all the time. Like for the career field that I used to work in and everything else, we would see people apply, right? And they had all these dreams of grandeur and everything else because they were wrapped up in, what is it, the Call of Duty and all these other video games,
right?
And I even had a good friend of mine, his son growing up was, you know, kind of the same deal because he figured he was good in all these games. He can be good if he went and joined the military, but he couldn't get in the military because he was, you know, 80 pounds overweight. Like, you can't physically do those things you can do in a video game. They don't get it. And maybe that guy was, there's something, I think there's a couple aspects to it. My assumption is mentally there's something off with the dude, right? There's something off in her. But again, how did he get the information? How did he know where to be at what time?
That's the part that worries me.
Because again, he wasn't hanging out in Florida. He's from Hawaii, right? He had been moved out there.
And we can ask that same question as far as Philadelphia. How did that guy get just so blindly walk to where that
somebody
was?
Somebody else was behind him.
Yeah.
Right?
And then so now you got this guy here. That how did he know that Trump was going to be playing?
Reportedly, it's like he previously voted for him, right? Reportedly,
yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but so if that was the case, then why would he go try to take the shot at him?
Right.
You know, and so it's like I start to think, and I don't want to put it on a tinfoil hat, but you know, was somebody else pushing them to do this? Was somebody else pushing the other guy to do it? I mean, what are the connections, other connections that he has or the other gentleman had that would tie him back to, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to do this to this person,
right?
Mm-hmm. Did they do it out of desperation? Did they feel like they... You hit that button.
Hit the button. My seat just sank, guys.
Hello. Got shorter. Woo. But did something else have? Did somebody else have something against them where they felt like they had to do that out of fear? Because there's, you either do it out of fear or you're looking for suicide when you attempt. I believe what that gentleman was trying to do, and I say gentleman loosely, right? But what that individual was trying to do down there in Florida, you went in with a complete setup of I'm going to get blasted, right? Oh, this was the other ridiculous thing. These people on
TV. Tell me what it is.
He had, you know, these backpacks full of ceramic tiles.
What is like, what was that?
It was ceramic plates, right? Plates. So ceramic plates are like your body armor, right?
They were but hanging somehow, on the fence.
Right, but you had it hanging up, and that's fine, right? I've done that. I've taken body armor, hung it on a barrier in front of me that was concealment, but it wasn't cover. Right. So I've taken body armor and I've hung it on stuff in front of me, so I have both, right?
Okay.
That makes sense. So that's why I would hang it on a fence, so I've got some kind of cover and concealment behind it between the trees and everything else. But
well, that's good. They're
not ceramic tiles. That's I was watching the news people, and I'm like, guys, you are embarrassing the hell out of yourselves. They can say, I'll be right back. I want to shoot somebody, but first I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, right? Let me pick up the tiles, floors, and more, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not it, right? So how many people are going to be trying to stuff freaking ceramic tiles in their clothes?
Yeah.
It's like, are you serious? No, ceramic plates, right? You've got steel plates or you for body armor. You've got ceramic plates. You've got your level 3, level 4, right? What level 4 is going to have.
So what did he have in his backpack?
And now a commercial break. Stay tuned for more of the Bearheart Show coming up right after these messages.